Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 2nd, 2015, and on today's podcast we're going to discuss a subject that is really difficult to discuss. It should be universally condemned. That is the subject of child rape, the rape of little boys primarily, but girls as well. Why do we have to discuss such a heinous, barbaric subject? Because it is not universally condemned. Far from it. We as Americans shudder with revulsion when we think of grown men, especially men in the role of authority figures, raping little boys. The American military, with its historically masculine culture and its warrior code of defending the weak and helpless against the predations of the powerful, especially cringes when they think about it. Unfortunately, not all Americans are the same. Not all Americans shudder when they are confronted by such things. The civilian leadership of the United States military, from the President of the United States and the Secretary of Defense on down, do not shudder. Instead, they just chalk it up to, quote, non-intervention, and they look the other way. Soldiers and Marines who dare to defend helpless children being raped are summarily dismissed from the military as living examples of sacrifices to the policy of tolerance. But non-intervention means stay at home. It doesn't mean once there, support them while they rape children. If I might quote from the New York Times, quote, rampant sexual abuse of children has long been a problem in Afghanistan, particularly among armed commanders who dominate much of the rural landscape and can bully the population. The practice is called baka bazi, literally boy play. And American soldiers and Marines have been instructed not to intervene, in some cases, not even when their Afghan allies have abused boys on military bases, according to interviews and court records, end quote. So they do this while protected by the U.S. military on U.S. bases, according to the New York Times. While the Times is kind and politically correct, using terms like abuse, what it really means is that Afghan commanders, the people your sons and daughters are ordered to risk death to keep in power, routinely kidnap young boys, keep them chained as sex slaves, raping them at will. These are the good guys, folks. These are the people the United States government has chosen to run Afghanistan at a cost of hundreds of billions of dollars and thousands of U.S. lives. Captain Dan Quinn, United States Army Special Forces, grew tired of it. He couldn't take it anymore. He tired of the screams of a small boy chained to the bed of an American-backed Afghan militia commander, a commander that he had helped train. Captain Quinn said, quote, we were putting people into power who would do things that were worse than the Taliban did. That was something village elders voiced to me, end quote. Captain Quinn went to the Afghan commander, picked him up and slammed him to the floor and told him that his behavior would not be tolerated anymore. Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, United States Army Special Forces, holder of the Bronze Star, 11 years in the Army, heard the commotion and came to Captain Quinn's aid. Together, they emphasized to the Afghan in Special Forces fashion that they would not tolerate his behavior any longer. The Army recognized what they did and gave them a medal and a promotion, right? No, I'm afraid not, folks. The Army immediately relieved Captain Quinn of his command and pulled him out of Afghanistan. He left the military, his career in ruins. I'm told he now works somewhere on Wall Street. Good for him. I hope he has a profitable career there. Sergeant Martland has been ordered out of the Army by November 1st. He has gone through the administrative appeals process but has lost each step of the way. Sergeant Martland personally trained Commander Rahman, the Afghan rapist, and so was particularly offended by his behavior. When he first confronted Rahman, he laughed about it, said it was no big deal. He also beat the boy's mother for threatening to report it. Rahman complained to the U.S. Army command, which then sent Sergeant Martland home and ordered him involuntarily discharged from the Army. Sergeant Martland, in his letter to the appeals board, said, quote, he and Captain Quinn felt that morally we could no longer stand by and allow our Afghan local police to commit atrocities, end quote. It would be hard to think of a more perfect example of the complete moral breakdown of the civilian leadership of this country. We've come to expect them to not just tolerate but glorify any sexual behavior, no matter how perverted, but child rape. Apparently, child rape is epidemic across the Muslim world, especially Afghanistan and Pakistan. Not just boys either, but although boys seem to have a special attraction for those in authority in Muslim countries, perhaps the rapists were also raped as boys, and if so, that would fit a common pattern. Little boys kidnapped, no one in authority to intervene or to help them. Little boy grows up hating women, hating everything, killing, raping, and terrorizing his way across the world in the name of the religion of peace. A recent story about a young girl working in her family's field in Pakistan illustrates the culture of it all, the whole Muslim world. She was kidnapped by four men who raped her for 3 days until she finally escaped. In that culture, the family should just have killed her for dishonoring them. But this family was unusual in that they didn't hate their daughter. They loved her. The men were quickly acquitted, of course, by the Afghan courts, and the family has been under relentless attack for not killing their daughter. So this is illustrative of the hatred of women endemic in this culture. These people apparently are so sick, so demented, that all the psychologists, the politicians who run the U.S. government could dig out of Hollywood could not begin to cure them. This is the society we are fighting and dying for, folks. This is the society we are importing into our own country in record numbers. We as a people will not escape God's wrath for what we have done. And what is that? We have elected twice an administration of complete moral degenerates. The whole world knows it. They laugh openly in the face of America and its leaders. What is our response then? Well, depraved indifference. That's what the criminal lawyers would call it, depraved indifference. Finally, folks, finally, you can't spin this story away. Child rape is child rape. It is horrible, barbaric, degenerate, and it comes from a reprobate mind. Anyone who tolerates it and who ignores it is just as guilty and is in fact part of the crime. Thank God for the soldiers who refuse to ignore what they saw and heard. They should be honored, not punished. God forgive each and every American for his tolerance of degenerate barbarism in high places. Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.